No, I think we're good.
Hey, look, it's not better now.
You're so fucking close.
I know.
As long as I don't walk.
Back up!
One more.
A little
more.
Ooh. Make sure you're talking to the mic.
Where's it going?
Where's it
going?
Wow. Welcome back to the Sevens Plus podcast.
Hey, stop that.
Today we're doing a power hour. So every minute we're going to be drinking. No. But what's new?
Oh, Mr. Thick.
You want to try it?
No, not right now, brother.
If there was a celebrity or whatever that could be Batman, like secretively, who would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
Not Frank Ocean. Where is he? Where is he?
Yeah. Are talking about like
under the ocean?
Like, not physically, like
no,
like sneaky.
Like, what type of Bruce Wayne are we talking? Are we talking about Hermit Bruce Wayne or Playboy Bruce Wayne?
Whatever you want. Hermit.
Honestly, I could see like Tom Hardy.
Hold that thought, Harry.
He went to the MMA stuff.
He does. Remember, dude, we can't have that on.
I'm not. I'm doing a different one.
that's like ice cream.
Was Prince Harry your answer to Batman or like the random thing?
No, that's the random. Every minute, I'm going to say a random celebrity, and that's how we know what to drink because I have the time.
I was like, I don't think you'd be Batman.
Batman. That's a really good question. I actually have to think about that.
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to think who's mad rich, but like you don't really see him.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Frank Ocean. I mean, he's not definitely, I don't think he's got the attitude for it, but.
I don't know. I don't think. He could be Joker. He's got green hair.
I think Hardy could pull it off.
Who?
Hardy.
Tom Hardy. He's a black belt.
But he plays he's Venom. He's too. Yeah, he's
and.
But that's.
Bane, which is.
Physically, for sure. I'm talking about like a celebrity you just don't hear from.
Yeah.
Like Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Although he's like pushing it age wise.
There's old man pushing Batmans out there.
Let me see you push a T. Mandy Moore.
What do you call someone if you don't know them?
Like two other people?
I'm going to give you a scenario. You're in a drive-thru. Someone's giving you the food. It's a male. You go, thanks. What?
I just say, thank you.
What?
I don't say
that. I think,
thanks,
recently,
man.
If it's a guy.
Man.
No matter what.
You're a man guy?
You're a man. Recently, I've been a brother guy. Thanks, brother.
I've always been a dude.
I think brother's crazy.
Dude.
Really?
Hey, brother. I don't know. I think it's funny. Dude?
Dude's worse.
I'll say thanks, dude, or
thanks,
just
brother.
Thank you.
I wrote a bunch of them here, like bud, buddy, chief, sport,
chief,
boss.
Chief is the worst.
Boss.
Sport.
I also thought men in
dude,
black,
okay,
slick.
Boss is just weird. That's awkward. I feel like
slick. Come on, slick. Slick. Call someone slick would be
that's
insane.
Sick, though.
Hey, slick.
I kind of like that. I kind of like slick.
Although, if someone calls me buddy, I get absolutely angry. Yeah, I can't stand it. So.
Or bud. I think that if you say thanks, slick, it has to be. You have to have a specific voice for it. Like if I said thanks, slick, it sounds like super sarcastic.
Yeah, be Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Thanks, slick.
I think slick is cool.
Sport is crazy.
Sport, unless you're the Gatsby.
Thanks, squirt.
Don't say sport. Hey, old squat.
I think I'm a man. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
I'm more. Oh, yeah, you're definitely a man.
Sometimes, dude.
Like
yeah,
man,
I think
man,
I
guy.
Use him.
Like,
okay, my next thing was Starburst.
Lemon.
You know when you.
What?
Oh,
what
first of all, the answer is pink.
No.
What?
Tastes like the dentist to me.
Wait, what?
Pink Starburst?
Pink Starburst. What?
You don't like pink Starburst?
I don't dislike them. They're some of my favorite.
What are your top?
I'm more of an
lemon.
Orange guy.
Lemon.
Or lemon.
Orange might be the
Ozzy
worst
Osbourne.
One. Wait, what's lemon?
Lemon, red, pink, like orange
yellow?
Is me.
Really?
I thought the yellow is banana.
No.
No,
it's lemon.
I think there's a banana one. But
no, it goes pink, red, orange, yellow.
That's crazy.
Either way, when you open the Starburst and there's paper on it, did you eat the paper?
Yep.
I was thinking about that.
Can't get the paper off, I'm just
I've eaten
it.
So much paper in my life. Yeah. I didn't. Yeah. Just thought about that.
Like, well.
Too lazy to scrape it off.
It's just the rind of the Starburst.
Let's try not to do that in the mic.
Did Gene say it?
Yeah, I said Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh,
yeah.
My bad.
I'm just like ignoring you.
Okay, that's fine.
It's fine.
What did your guys' room look like growing up? Like, did you have a car bed?
I shared a room.
I had a car bed.
Dude, I wish I had a car bed.
I had a car bed.
I had
a Lightning McQueen car bed.
Mine was also red. I don't remember if it was Lightning McQueen.
Oh, what else would it be?
I don't know. I think it had to have been. And then at the end, there was like a toy chest.
Tom Felton?
And it was a head.
that Malfoy?
It is Malfoy.
Yeah.
This is so funny. Okay.
Yeah. No, I just had my car bed, and then I was really, I didn't have a ton of room in my room, so.
I had was it Mr. Incredible action figure that every morning at like 2 a.m. it would go off just in my closet.
Really?
Yeah. That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I had a mini basketball hoop in my room.
See, I had like the Nerf one. I had a Nerf one or whatever. And then I had like
a Nerf one too, yeah.
These skateboard board shelves. So it was like skateboard tops, but they're my shelves.
Oh.
And I had those up there. And then I had like a Casio or Yamaha like electric piano thing, keyboard.
Why?
Because I would keyboard? Screw around on it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
This keyboard.
In like grade school?
Did you learn how to play?
No, you just go like this.
Well, like, I know how to play songs, but I don't know the notes.
Is it one of those where you like record the notes and then it puts it on all the keys or whatever?
Yeah. You can do that. Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Just do it!
Don't let your dreams be dreams!
Just do it! Best movie by him? Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler. Do you have a car?
I have no pockets.
Pardon?
Honestly, no, dude. He was so funny in Transformers. Atomic.
Yeah. Same with Wiki.
Yeah. Megan Fox helped.
You have a tighter shirt? We don't. We check. He's like, I'm going to break my foot off on your ass.
Ladies, man, 21987 or whatever it was.
So funny.
Name a human that looks like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Cool. I found one earlier.
Michelle Obama. I was thinking of Oscar De La Hoya, the boxer.
Okay. Dude,
probably
Dave I watched Batista. The LL Cool J music video. He's ripped. That guy's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Is he? He's ripped. You ever seen? Dude, he looks like a box.
I was going to say Dave Bautista is definitely Raphael.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista, he got skinny.
Yeah.
You seen him recently?
Did. Yeah.
He got skinny, bro.
Well, and that like people are divided. They're like, "Oh, why is like something wrong with him?" Because last time,
a fuck.
Yeah, but last time we saw someone slim down like that was Chadwick Boseman.
Ooh.
So people are like,
"Now you give a fuck."
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys see Knock at the Cabin Door?
Yep.
I like it.
It was good.
I like it because
it was
M. Night.
It wasn't Shyamalan the best.
It's M. Night. I like it. I don't care.
It was fun.
Did you watch the other M. Night Trap?
No, that was his daughter, wasn't it?
No, that was him.
What? I thought his daughter directed.
Maybe
his daughter just directed.
She writes.
It. Unless they were both, maybe co-produced it. I mean, M. Night had a bigger role in this one than he has in his previous one.
Didn't he kill people?
In real life?
Garth Brooks.
So
wasn't like a thing where every concert he went to, there's someone dead or something.
I think that's it was him. I think it was him.
Yeah. That story was crazy.
Yeah, I don't know who else would look like a.
I was just thinking, LL Cool J looks like fucking Donatello.
Donatello, yeah.
Who's your favorite? Donatello.
Probably Donatello.
First of all, Splinter. Or not Splinter.
Well, no,
wait.
Turtle.
Yeah,
who's it? Rat.
It's Rat.
Yeah,
Splinter.
Right.
Who's the.
Shredder's the bad guy.
Shredder, thank you.
Shredder's a scary. He's important.
Yeah.
Recently.
Splinter. Michelangelo, right? No, Leonardo's kind of dope.
Leonardo's.
Which one do you have? You have
the sword, the katanas.
Michelangelo's my favorite, though.
He has ADHD.
Mikey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Donatello's a nerd.
Yeah, Heidi Klum.
That's a.
Interesting celebrity.
America's Got Talent for some reason.
I have a generator. I'm just swapping.
You don't have to give it up.
I don't have a generator. My dome.
She's got the very interesting Halloween costumes.
Yeah, the worm.
I was gonna say when you said Heidi Klum, I thought of the worm costume.
Yeah, she's like laying down.
Was it her or was it Gwyneth Paltrow that made a candle out of her?
It was Gwyneth.
Okay. That was Pepper Potts herself.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah.
It exploded.
Also, marketing genius for all those weirdos.
I agree.
Well, she probably saw the bathwater was taken off around that time.
That was a crazy time to the internet.
People are so horny. What the
Even if you are, why is that what you go to?
Alone.
You know what I mean?
I always think about it. There are a lot of eras of the internet that are just like, what the?
Are they real people that buy it?
Oh, for sure.
No, but I'm talking about you know the comment, conversation we had? How like every hate comment, not everyone, but most hate comments aren't real people. Because there's just no way you're just swiping, type it, and continue your day.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
But yeah, no. I can't see how Bella Delphine made millions of dollars off selling bathwater. I don't know if I believe that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are weirdos
out
there that bought it.
There's like bots.
Oh, for sure.
Like kind of like the hate comment thing.
Yeah.
Like, I just still don't understand how people swipe through, type something shitty, and then send, and then continue their day. Like nothing happened. Like,
well, also the bathwater thing. There's no way she actually took a bath and all that water.
Oh,
no, she just
absolutely not. She filled it with water.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
You know how dumb people... Oh, my God.
Well, it's also, like, Feet Finder. What? Some people have their lives paid for by by feet pics.
Could you imagine?
I don't get that. That's like...
Means that for life because your foot?
That's literally... It's like jailbreaking the a game.
It's like jailbreaking an iPod in 2010.
Carson Daly. He's like the lower Walmart grade Ryan Seacrest.
Just American Idol.
Now he's the Wheel of Fortune.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Wheel of
Fortune
guy, I didn't know that. Yeah. Wait, that guy's alive, though, still?
Yeah, he just retired.
Yeah, he retired.
He was doing that thing for like 70 years.
Well, okay, he retired. 2 weeks later, he's like, okay, we're starting Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. I'm going to host that now. So.
I thought those game shows, like, it'd be so awesome to get on it. When I was a kid, like, you make so much money. Then I'm, like, watching it, like, you're not making anything.
What? Yeah. I think we might have talked about this, but what game show do you think he'll do best at?
Family Feud.
Price is Right.
Probably Family Feud.
I'm a god at Price is Right. I really am.
Are you?
I'm pretty good at Wheel of Fortune.
Since I started playing Wordle, I've been kind of good at Wheel of Fortune.
I'm sure Wheel of Fortune.
It's just the money. You don't get anything. Like, you win 4K. It's, like, actually, you get, like, $1,500 after taxes. Like,
yeah. Well, I think Wheel of Fortune is one of those things, too, where it's, you know, I'm sure that there's some sort of behind-the-scenes contract where you can't guess after...
Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to clap.
Right.
Yeah.
So stupid. Who watches game shows?
I don't think people still watch late night.
Old people do.
Dude, late night's not funny. None of the late night hosts are funny to me.
Well, it depends on the guest. Well, they can't swear at all.
No, exactly. Like, if... Eric Andre, that was a funny... I know it wasn't late night, but Eric Andre killed that.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about, like, Jimmy Fallon and shit?
Yeah, I'm talking about Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth.
Yeah, they have rules. They have so many rules they can't do. It's so weird.
I know, but it's just, like, not worth watching.
They used to have a lot more
freedom. It's all just, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all the actual, like, games they played on it and the skit type stuff, they did a lot more of. They don't do that anymore.
Warren Conrad?
Yeah.
Speaking of Eric Andre... Made her walk off.
Oh, yeah?
Because he threw up on the desk and then he ate the throw.
Ugh.
Eric Andre is nuts.
Aki.
So I've either died and throw up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Make me eat the throw up?
I forgot you.
Dude, put me under the ground.
Yeah. Do you have a fear of throwing up?
It's not fear. I just hate it.
F-O-T.
I hate it. I can't do it.
FOTU. You got FOTU?
What?
FOTU?
Fear of throwing up.
Good one.
I got me some acute faux two.
Acute? No, I just hate it. But like, if you gotta make me eat it.
Yeah, no, goodbye.
Yeah. No. I don't like thinking about it.
I'll take a free ticket to hell and be okay.
And getting off this topic, who would you guys, what superhero would you guys play if you were casted? If you were, like, and you had free range to pick.
What's the range?
Superheroes.
I think I know.
Which universe?
Whatever.
Doesn't
you
matter.
Want.
No, it doesn't.
I was thinking. Obviously, I was going to say Spider-Man, but I'm like trying to go not basic. I would say Flash. I would play Flash.
I would love Flash.
You don't get the run fast.
I will say.
Are you talking about in a movie or actually have the powers?
No, to play them in the movie.
Oh, Batman.
Here's the reason I would like someone like Batman, Spider-Man, Daredevil, whatever. I would rather like see me Victoria in some Justice fight scenes than just me be
CGI. You see Victoria Justice? Mm-hmm. That's fire. Also, still got it.
Still has it.
Looks exactly
How
the
does
same.
She?
Gotta be like at least 30 something.
No, higher than that, right?
I don't know. It's probably 32.
I'm 34.
I would say 32.
Still got it.
Still has it.
She's about
intact.
She's about Tay Tay's age.
Oh, it's so like high 20s? 31. Damn.
Yeah, that's my
thought. That would have been the worst thing ever.
Adios. Batman would be, I mean,
See, like, I want to be in a fight scene. To be fair, I would love an Iron Man suit up scene.
That would be sick.
Cool.
Guys, it's not real.
I don't care. But, like, I will have...
It's all, like, manufactured.
John Stamos.
Well, yeah. But to, like, see it. Plus, it'd be kind of cool because, like...
That's a hot dude.
Especially Tom
Ghost
Holland's behind-the-scenes Spider-Man stuff. He does a lot
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
That's so cool. Pick. That's a good
one. I just saw the Nicolas Cage movie.
Do you see Norman Reedus is going to be in Marvel? He's playing Null. I don't know who Null is, but he's playing...
Was that legit? Null?
I think so.
So...
I hope so. I fucking love Norman Reedus.
Null is the creator of the symbiotes of like Venom and stuff. Well, he also wants to kill them all.
Hell yeah.
He also wants to kill them all. So that's that. And apparently it's
Throw up? Marvel.
Apparently, Noel is going to also be a villain in the next Spider-Man.
Are you okay that you're going to die and they're still going to keep going? Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I mean,
crazy. They will.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter to me.
I don't even care anymore. I can't do it.
We'll see how the reboot goes.
And the last Deadpool movie, like, kind of made me mad. So,
why?
I loved it.
It was fun. It was just like, not as Deadpool-y, more Marvel-y.
It's everything that it needed to be, I feel like. Yeah. Winona Ryder.
Dude, that's a good fucking... Stranger Things.
Well, I just thought that, you know, with where Marvel's going, I think they know they need to just reset it, and that's what they're doing.
Why did they just stop it?
No, they don't. They're trying way too hard.
It's too much money
now.
Like, why would they stop when that's where Marvel gets
put it into fucking video games? Because they all suck.
I agree.
If every Marvel movie had the same VFX as, like, the same amount as Iron Man 1, lit.
You know why Star Wars movies are bad?
Yeah. Movies would be great. What's up?
You know why Star Wars movies are, like, were kind of bad? It's because they put it in the video games and they were fire.
Yeah.
Lego Star Wars.
They can't make a good Marvel game.
Star Wars Force Unleashed. The Calcastus, like, insane. Marvel video games are awful, except for Ultimate Alliance.
Star Wars Falls.
It was like 2007, though.
Natasha Bedingfield. We're only 16 minutes into this.
There's no way.
They'll have to get in there.
Pocketful of Sunshine, dude.
I know you said, I think I like Unwritten better. Unwritten's great.
That's not, you're in the majority, but.
I think it's the better written
story. When she belts Take Me Away, I'm like, okay.
Good. Hey, regardless, she has a seat at my brunch table.
Honestly, one of my favorites of hers is Angel.
It's so bad. John Kingston is good, too.
Yeah.
Didn't he get...
What's he doing?
I think he got into some stuff.
He could be Batman. Maybe he's got some stuff.
I heard about that.
I haven't heard... Any celebrity I haven't heard of in a while is probably... That's why my answer is.
No, honestly, it has to be something. Someone that was on, like, Disney XD. Like the guy from Zeke and Luther.
Dude,
with the dark hair.
I was thinking of the redhead. Greatest rappers of all time on Lemonade Mouth and Determinate.
Yeah.
Determinate.
Determinate. I don't know. Well, like what role of any sort would any
Ivanka
of you
Trump.
Would any of you want to play in a movie?
What role?
Or show, yeah.
As in like...
Like what type of character? Like an action?
I'd be like the side, like the main character's best friend side character.
Okay. I feel like if I was an actor, I'd want to have a lot of range. So I'll do everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what would be like if you were to be known for one? I know actors don't want to, but like, what would it be?
Known for one role?
Like you have all these roles, but there's one role that everyone thinks of you as playing.
I would never want that though. Kind of like I feel bad for Daniel Radcliffe that he's only
kind of like a Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
This whatever movie's in it is gonna be perfect, and you just don't hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like I can go Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Gyllenhaal, I mean, he's...
I think Prisoners, I could do that.
Yeah.
Well, I probably couldn't, but like...
I mean, Brad Pitt's known... I mean, I guess he... No, not Fight Club. He's known for fucking everything.
Like Fight Club, probably, mostly, in Seven.
Who's this? Who's the other... Who's the second... The other main
character? Edward Norton.
Is that Edward Norton? Gotcha.
He's Knives Out and stuff.
Melissa McCarthy. What else is Edward Norton?
So funny.
So funny. What else is... Oh. Caught me off guard for a sec.
Ooh.
You're gonna say that.
I can say his father.
Is it R. Kelly?
It was
Kanye?
Cosby. I'll say it.
Okay.
After a second. What was I gonna say? I was gonna bring up. You said range. Every once in a while the clip of what was it? Girl Meets World? It was like Boy Meets World, like the daughter.
Yeah.
On Disney Channel.
And yeah. So they have autism.
That was
that
the,
one?
Yeah. I think I might have autism. You don't.
Yeah. Tell him you're wrong.
Don't say that.
You don't.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was
dude.
So
that
weird.
Makes me laugh so hard.
And now she's like insane
the
singer.
Biggest, like, yeah. The biggest, biggest pop star in the world right now.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Nuts.
Yeah. It's kind of hilarious. I don't know.
Please, dude.
Taste.
Yeah.
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
You hesitated on that.
Gen V.
I know why you did.
Well.
You say
he's in Gen V.
Oh,
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Who does he play?
He's Golden Boy.
Yeah,
that's Arnold's son.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's fire.
Only Chris Pratt married his wife or his daughter. That'd be awkward. Married his daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Arnold is Chris Pratt's father-in-law. Yeah,
I gotta stop saying his last name.
Why?
So I left it at Arnold.
Gotta be careful.
Schwartz.
Schwartz. My monitor. I'm gonna break my monitor.
Do you think having a blowhole would be cool? That was
like, yeah, something. I really want like other ways to breathe. Like, if
do you think having a blowhole would be cool?
I'm stuck. Stick a finger.
Short Stephanopoulos.
That's not gonna be good behind.
How long can whales breathe underwater? It's all isn't it like is it days?
It's days.
It's up there. They fall asleep.
It's not.
It is.
It's not days.
Dude, because they
what
sleep.
Kind of whale?
It has to be because they sleep.
Great.
What does it matter?
Humpback whale.
What's
humpback
the biggest whale. Blue whale. The biggest
I feel like they're all same range of.
You know what I think is or not think.
Yeah, humpbacks, think. 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay, like a blue.
Yeah. So,
but I
days.
Think couple days.
They're fucking psycho.
I think it's weird how like I'm sure dolphins aren't the only ones, but they only sleep half their brain at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
Dolphins are crazy.
Legit, like only one side of their brain will be asleep, so they'll have the other eye open.
Blue whale 60 minutes, sperm whale 90 minutes.
Oh, so I was close.
So that's close to
blue whale 10 to 30 minutes. Days.
How though? They sleep under the water.
They sleep under.
They have to wake up every 10 minutes to go up. That's crazy.
Yeah, but they sleep.
Tony
weird.
Romo.
It might be the half brain thing then. I don't know.
Although you can't wait. I know they're mammals. You can't evolve to breathe underwater.
Longer after that long, yeah.
Or in general, you've been a whale for how long? Like what?
Yeah. It is interesting.
Like what? Like, I think having a blowhole would be kind of cool.
You know, there's still like a shark that's like what, like 300 something years old.
Greenland shark,
really?
Yeah. They live in the dude. There's no brain function there. There's no way. Could you imagine being alive that long?
Yeah, they're just moving in the darkness.
Maybe they forget that they're alive.
What would you do? Not as a shark.
All you can do is just hope something just goes into your mouth.
No, I'm talking about like if you're a human and you're alive for that long.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be.
Only if someone else is, but I'm not.
You'd probably just be a complete dick, right?
Oh yeah,
because everyone that you loved in your first life dead.
Yeah,
so you don't restart. Yeah. You just be like, fuck
Christina
this. Well, you'd be like Hank. You'd be like Hancock.
Lives.
Yeah,
literally like Hancock.
I guess that kind of pertains to a question I had. How far? I guess I should read it. How far back in time could you go to when the people in that time would not be able to understand you? And vice versa.
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
You could probably just go to the start of our country because, you know, old English.
I feel like it would be during, like, the late 1800s, though. Is when
yeah.
Like, I can't really understand you, and you definitely can't understand.
You're speaking like, in accent cursive. Wise or just different everything? Words?
Oh, just, like, accent, words, like, language.
I mean, they're legit speaking in cursive.
Oh, my God. If we could put, like, 2024 slang back in like early 1900s.
Yes,
you know how funny that would be?
Like Gen Z terms.
Imagine showing
just like using mid around town. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, imagine like showing them videos. What videos would you show? We talked about this before, but like, what would you even show them?
The Civil War is not lit.
You have to show them like some sort
TikTok.
Of
Taven Austin's highlight
tape. Jonas, who?
Taven Austin's highlight mixtape, probably. I would show someone. And then.
Did we do like
hey, Nick Jonas?
Yeah. I would bring back Skrillex's mixtape Bangarang to the 1800s and play it for them. Bring Kanye West back to the 1800s. That would be fun.
If you,
like current Kanye.
If you could imagine, throw his discography back there, like, dude, they'd go nuts.
That would be crazy.
Now imagine how they'd react if you brought Bianca back there.
What the?
What the hell is even that? Yeah, it'd be crazy. I don't know. It's weird. Like, you know, people are like, oh, what if I brought my phone or my car back then? I think they'd already.
Yeah, what would you bring?
I think my clothes would be enough.
Yeah. You can bring three things. It's like an island.
Why would you bring a phone? There's no data or Wi-Fi.
Right. But if you downloaded one video to show them and you're like, watch this. And it's like Avengers.
It'd be the disc golf vine. What the fuck, Richard? And that's it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the clothes that we're wearing is already enough for them to be like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
There's no hoodies.
Where'd you get them moccasins?
Where's your armor?
Where's the armor and like the...
I don't need it.
The puffy sleeves.
Where's your sheath of sword? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who invented the gun? Wasn't it...
James Gunn, the director?
That's not
his family. Yeah, you know
it was
that
Leonardo da Vinci.
No, he did the plane.
He maybe drew one.
I think you mean DiCaprio.
Oh yeah,
that's it. Yeah, Shutter Island guy right there. Yeah,
Shutter Island guy.
The person who invented the gun was like, "Wow, I changed everything for the rest of everything." Kind of like Oppenheimer.
Derek Rose
changed everything for the rest.
Fuck, I might down this for that. love that man. He's my childhood hero. Would you rather breathe fire or breathe ice? Talk about the most basic fucking question ever.
I'm instantly going to, what is it, X-Men Origins?
So they're all with Iceman and everything.
Yeah. Like the one where they had to like defend the X-Men compound.
Oh.
And it was like the Golden Gate Bridge and Magneto picks up the Golden Gate Bridge and just drops it. That's what I'm thinking of. Ice would be lame, because ice would be like frozen.
Ice would be super cool, but I'm a fire guy.
I can be frozen.
I love fire.
That would be sick.
Fire. I mean, I'm doing fire, but...
Yeah, I love fire, dude.
Well, let's look at...
I think it's still go fire.
I do like fire. Ice is pretty cool. I'm trying to look at, like, technical uses for both.
I love fire, dude.
Well, when I was younger, I don't know if I've discussed this or not.
Hold on. Wow. Bangers.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger...
You could have waited. Oh, I thought you were about to spit it back in. I'm like, it's not that bad.
No.
I like it.
I would soak a tennis ball in starting fluid for a while, and then I'd light it and play tennis with it, and it'd be lit up for like 5 to 10 minutes.
Whoa.
And it would like especially at the start, if you kicked it on the ground, it left a fire trail.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple. I would want that.
What was that? Someone hear that? Am I hearing shit?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've cleared my throat. I have a stupid ass weird question when you're done with your point.
I also have a dumb question.
That was it.
Okay. So you get $500 for every moth that you eat. How many moths are you eating?
What the? When did you think of this?
A couple of weeks ago.
I feel like I'd have
four
to do that.
Is like the perfect number. You get $2,000 and it's only four moths.
He says four. Like he's thought of it before.
I think it'd have to be all at one time and once a month.
How can I eat it? Anyway?
No.
Just like put it in your mouth.
But can I like put it in like a pasta dish and like hide it in there?
Yeah.
That would do like infinite amount.
Put it in the air fryer for like 2 minutes. To make it.
I'd probably
be nice and crunchy.
I'd probably put it in some like
cricket
water in a blender.
I'd definitely
rip.
Rip.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. I'd probably.
I feel like I could get six now.
Here's my game plan. Right,
mouth moths. Moth.
Oh, they have a beers. My hell no.
You said pasta, yeah. Take these moths.
What did I say?
Wait, who said pasta?
I said pasta. Why did you say pasta?
Oh, like put it in.
You
pasta?
Said pasta, yeah. So
like put it in pasta?
Yeah, like I mean pasta dish like hide in there.
Just, oh, unlimited moths.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you
just
put,
covered in sauce. I'm saying you put it straight up.
You put a handful of moths with water in a blender, blend it up, use that as the water that you put the pasta in. And then
grody.
Okay. No. So earlier this morning you were talking about your worst day of your life.
Oh,
you
wanna,
that was so funny. Yeah, you gotta bring it back. But so, real quick, Dr. Phil.
Right.
Ooh.
Open the door now.
You throw rocks through your window, you dumb hole. Anyway.
All right, yeah, let's hear this.
Believe it or not, this is a story about why I don't wear Crocs anymore. And it all started when I was 7, 8, or 9. One of those three. And, you know, I wouldn't say it was the worst day of my life, but it was a day with the most, like, unfortunate events to happen. So, for a while it was. And... I remember it started around lunchtime after I had my like PB&J or whatever with some Kraft mac and cheese. I went outside.
Oh my god! Wait, you
it's
had
like
both
one of those
time?
Intros to a movie where it's like that's a freeze frame.
That's a disgusting combo.
That's disgusting.
Cheese and well, mac and cheese and
smack
PB&J.
Kraft mac and cheese right now.
Oh, all day.
Okay, go.
Yeah. Sorry. So anyway, is there a celebrity coming up or?
No, I just got it in my head at all this
right.
point.
All right, so I went outside. I went outside. We had this birch tree, right?
And Courtney Cox. What's a bird? Oh, like the ones that kind of like shed a little bit. It's like papery.
Yeah, they're like bird shit trees.
The shitty trees in Minecraft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the light wooded ones.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go out down there. I'm screwing around. My dad's doing something outside. I go and put my hand on the tree to swing around it because it came up in like that or whatever, like a fork. So I just like went to swing around it. Well, got stung by a bee for the first time and it was right in the web of my fingers, right?
That's the worst mosquito spot. Oh.
That's got to be brutal.
And it happened. And then, you know, it, like, flicked my hand, and I see the bee.
On
like,
your...
Right? And it, like, dies, whatever, right? Pause. And then...
Resume.
Come back out a couple hours later. Not because of that. I just, you know, I came back outside a couple hours later, and my dad's like, hey, you want to help me take some nails out of boards? I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I have my navy blue Crocs on. Okay.
The goated color of Croc.
Right.
Charlie Chaplin? He dead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For a while. And, you know, I'm doing this. I got a hammer, boards, nails, pounding them out. Well, in my 7, 8, or 9-year-old brain.
Stop saying
this. I'm going to say it was 7 because this next part's pretty bad.
oh, no.
I was like, you know, I was one of those textbook board nail just sitting mm-hmm. there, right? Mm-hmm. I look at it and I think to myself, wonder if I can balance on that.
Oh, we're here we are.
And your croc?
That's unfortunate.
This ain't the croc's fault. That's this is so your fault.
So I walk up to
but
it.
I can,
it's not an unfortunate
I
event.
Can totally sit here and say that I would have thought the exact same thing right. as a kid.
So I walk up to it and I put my right foot on like on top of it, right?
Like Home Alone?
Well, I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
you're stepping the nail?
Oh my I'm god, like, the Quiet Place scene. That one makes me irk.
So I jump up.
Joe Keery.
I don't get like airtime, right?
I like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Stranger Things, yeah.
No.
In but the beginning.
Then I just put all my weight on that foot and I'm
Chicago.
Right?
Just
and I'm like, yeah, I probably should have thought about that, right? I didn't feel anything yet. I lift my foot up and the board comes up with it.
Oh.
So you know what I do? Still not feeling anything. I put my foot down, put my other foot on the board and lift my foot off.
Oh my Kay. God, Bryce.
Still don't feel anything yet, right? I'm clenched so, right
now. That's disgusting.
So I walk, I go, I'm walking. And I'm like internally, I think subconsciously I know something should be wrong, and which is why I'm walking away. But I don't feel anything bad yet. I go to walk up my hill and my right croc. Sound is making,
squishy
it's
with
making
blood.
The wet sound in my croc, the reet, reet, like the SpongeBob, reet, right? Exactly,
that was perfect,
exactly.
Like gross.
So I just kind of pause for a second, right?
Daniel Radcliffe,
yep, there we go.
Let
thank
it
you.
Out.
Sit down on the ground, pull the croc off.
Whoa. Oh my god,
and I look at my foot, there's an exit wound out of the top. Of my foot.
That's how big the nail was?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And
I'd been screaming.
Yeah.
That's oh, I did.
Bless you.
Right after I looked at that, looked at that, screamed. My dad carries me inside and we call the doctor or whatever, and they're like, just soak it in warm water. I don't go in for the doctor for it at all. But that
of
hurt.
Course.
And that I have not worn crocs since.
Tetanus
that's
shot?
A good I mean
had it before then.
Oh.
I don't think we've told the Ding Dong Ditch story on this podcast yet, and I would like to tell it.
There's a lot of them.
The one at my house.
You don't have to. I got left alone,
love that
dude.
Story, though.
Okay, you can tell it.
Okay. But real quick.
Yes.
No. LeBron.
Ding
yay.
Dong Ditch.
I want to hear this.
Ding Dong Ditch and Ditch Jared is what it should have been called.
That is not true. Okay, so we were playing. It was me, Jared, and two other of our friends, Will and Jacob. I had Ding Dong Ditch beef with one of my neighbors who lived like not across the neighborhood, but like up the street.
Yeah.
And I was neighbor. I was like,
you said Ding Dong Ditch beef? That's so real, by the way.
Yeah. So like, I think he got my house once. And then I was like, okay, it's my turn to get his house back. Or no, I think it was 1-1. I was like, I want to, you know, go up by one. So I got them 4. And I think we were what, freshmen? Probably around there.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, let's do it. So I like, the plan was like they have a big yard. They have like their door, big yard, and then a bunch of big trees. So I think I was like, this is my house. I'm the one that's gonna ding the ditch. So I dinged, and then Amy Adams
arrival.
I dinged and I ran, and I'm with Jacob and Will, two other guys.
No.
I'm like, whatever. We're running around. I'm like, all right, we're obviously running back to my house. What you do? We get to my house, and we realize Jared's gone. Jared's just, like, not there. On top of this, Will, on the way back, I think, hit his foot on something, and, like, I thought he broke his ankle.
He rolled his ankle, yeah.
He like, rolled his ankle bad. I was like, okay, this kid's injured, and Jared's dead. That's my first thought.
He's been captured.
Jared's dead. Yeah, and gone. I'm thinking of a way to tell his mother that he's dead. Literally, like 20 minutes. Literally, like 20 minutes go by, and he's not here. And then this is where I let Jared tell the rest of the story.
Yeah. So,
and what he was doing.
It was me, it was us four, but it was me and someone else that went across the street to hide in the, like,
you
the
get,
forest.
Yes, yeah.
Someone else was with me.
Yeah.
Then they dipped. I didn't know they left.
Okay.
So, I was sitting in this fucking in the woods, like in like a thick tree, just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I hear, like, I don't know if it was an animal or if it was the house's brother that came out,
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Because someone came out of the house to search. I think they went.
No, they did because they brought their dog with.
Yeah. It was either like an animal, like a raccoon, something, or a human searching. It was so dark, I couldn't see. And it was slowly moving through the bushes, so I literally could not move.
Yeah.
I was terrified. And no one was with me. So I sat there for literally 15 minutes waiting. Come like, I thought you guys would come back. Nope. And then I showed up 20 minutes later. I'm like, where the fuck were you guys?
I thought that everyone knew the plan was to run back, and then we cut back, and Jared's just not there.
And somebody was with me, and they lit. Whatever.
I think it was Jacob that left, that was with you.
It's pretty rude.
A little bit rude. That's a good story, though.
It's so funny.
I remember
I was sitting in the trees for like 20 minutes just in that movie.
There was one time I was in your neighborhood. I was at Ryan's house, and I think we were by right across from Brennan's house, and we were in a car, and like I think Ryan was like, the neighborhood gets sketchy at night,
really
John Krasinski. He was like, the neighborhood gets sketchy at night, so be careful when you see cars. I'm like, okay, this isn't the hood, but okay. So I'm with Ryan and someone else, maybe Jacob. And we see a car, and Ryan's like, get in the ditch! Get in the ditch! I'm like, okay. So, like, we all lay in the ditch, and the car stops. Like, we're, like, here. Like, we're right next to a stop sign. They stop at the stop sign. Shouldn't have laid down right next to a stop sign. There's a street light pointing at us, so you can fucking see us totally. And the car just stops and rolls down their window. And there's one guy goes to the guy, like, in the passenger seat. He's like, yo, should we get out? Like, they're looking at us, and I'm like,
you know, funny that would be to do that on a kid.
I'm like shitting myself. So we all get up and book it, but we all go different ways. Me and Jacob have no idea what this neighborhood. We don't know how to get to back at night, so I'm just running, and I see the car kind of like, it's not following me, but it's coming down the street. So I just like hide in between like two cars in a driveway. 3, 2, 1, boom.
Emily Blunt.
Jason Derulo. Okay.
Sure. Why'd you point at me then?
I don't know.
I got a bunch of them ready to go.
Okay, cool.
Too, so.
I'm hiding them in a driveway between two cars, and the car just like stops, like right, and he's like, that's not your property. I was like, I know, and I fucking run away.
I know.
That neighborhood has some crazy stories.
What's your favorite like nighttime game to play with your friends when you're growing up? Like Ghosts in the Graveyard,
yeah,
obviously.
Ghosts
like,
in the Graveyard. Yeah.
Kick the can?
Kick the can, yeah.
What was good? Infected?
I did play Infected a few times.
What's the one that we played one? I just can't remember what it was.
There's some weird ones.
Ghosts in the Graveyard's obviously goated.
And there's so many rules to that. Yeah. People play it differently, so. Yeah. Did you play it where, like, one person was the guy?
Lin-Manuel Miranda? Yeah, like, is that how you say his name?
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah.
Sardines. It's like reverse hide and seek. You have one person.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. That's what I was thinking
about. I always played that, yeah.
That's a good one.
Ghosts in the Graveyard, though. We changed our rules. We used our garage.
Did you guys ever play Hunger Games like with your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was fun.
Charlie backyard.
Jared's backyard.
Did you have certain like weapons that were allowed?
We just got a bunch of sticks. Yeah, we just got a bunch of sticks.
Yeah, we did that. And then like rocks smaller than like a dime. And then if you could throw it, you could throw sticks and rocks.
Small rocks. That's so funny.
Our garage had the opening to our garage and also a back door, so you can run
through.
So it's a circle. Like the garage is here, open garage, go front yard all the way to the backyard through the front door. We also had our neighbors was like our best friends growing up, so we used their yard too. So it was like a figure eight of hectic, and they had a forest. It was insane.
That's cool.
Your backyard growing up, not your backyard, but like the fence and like back, that led up to a railroad track, didn't it?
It was a storage facility and then the railroad track. Yeah,
it was always kind of creepy. I remember like when we were playing wiffle ball and a ball went back there. I was like, I don't want to go back there, man. I'm going to fall.
I'll grab it. Yeah.
Stand by Me.
Stand by Me. That's crazy he said that, in my opinion. Stand by Me is a good movie.
You've seen that movie?
Yeah. Like,
don't act like that. You've seen Dark Knight, dude.
Yeah.
Is it like.
I guessed that, by the way. I didn't know.
That's funny. Well,
I watched Fight Club last week, so.
I still haven't seen Fight Club.
It's good.
So,
yeah.
It's a good movie.
Anyone that says, first of all, Fight Club, you don't talk about Fight Club, I want to kill them.
Mm.
Hey, you're not in the movie.
Hey, you're not Brad.
Yeah. Or Edward. You're just a nobody.
Eddie Ward.
Is there anyone else in that movie? It's like notable.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
The Harry Potter chick.
Emily Watson?
Yeah. No.
No.
The Bellatrix chick. Did you see the woman?
She's Lestrange. Like the queen Bellatrix in Alice in Wonderland, too.
She was a girl.
Lestrange.
Oh, you haven't seen it.
She's that's like my daughter, you bitch.
Oh, I said Lenny Kravitz, by the way.
Oh. Zoe Kravitz? Daughter.
I want to see Blink twice. Looks good. It's probably just like any other thriller, but looks good. Channing Tatum lucked out. I love Channing, dude. I'm so happy he got to play Gambit.
CT, yeah.
It was so nice to see him.
What was your Ghost in the Graveyard rules? Ours was.
I mean, we didn't stray.
Everyone ran out. One person was it, and we had to try to get back to the base without them tagging us.
You know, yeah, that's, yeah. That's how we played it.
When people were like,
but you had to be like 40 feet away because everyone would just hide around the corner of the garage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We
would
use our garage. Always did that. Oh, yeah. So you had to have a distance.
Or they hid behind a car like 10 feet away.
Yeah.
How did you count?
Oh, do you mean? Close, like cover your entire
camera. No, there was like a
screen it.
No, when you're it, you're counting. It was like a special way to count. Please help me.
This is
knock, lock, something like that.
Oh, midnight. Yo, yeah.
Oh. 1 o'clock,
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock.
Something like that.
Something like that. And then 12 o'clock.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
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 Usually
do that. It was like 20 or 30 seconds. I don't think we ever counted like that.
1408?
Yeah, we would do like 20 or 30 seconds.
John and Joan.
I hated when we were playing Ding Dong Ditch and they were like, you can't be it for more than three times. You have to switch. I'm like, no, if you're bad, you're bad. Yeah. Get better.
You're bad.
I'm yeah, a we didn't have it. World champion. I'm not.
Yeah, we bullied Ghost in Graveyard.
Yeah.
Like, we always tag the slowest person. You're always
you, you and I would change into black clothes.
I know.
Like,
yeah. Okay, you would always go change. You like bring a change of clothes.
I would always go change. Yeah.
You had to.
So you can like lay in the middle of the yard and no one sees you.
And that was early enough for me to have like the Nike black socks too.
So dude, I miss Nike Elite socks.
They were so thick.
Why were they so expensive for socks?
They were $25 back then.
They're like $14.99 for one pair.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Remember the middle school Nike Hyperdunks and Nike Elite socks?
Yeah, those were like the shit.
And like the Ron Christmases came out.
What? 7th, 8th grade when like the Kyries too.
Yeah.
Like Hyperdunks, Kyries.
Kyries were
the Ron James Christmases.
Kobe's, all those.
95s.
We had a lot of Nike Elite shorts too.
I never had the shorts.
I didn't either, but there were a lot of people that did.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just paired it all together.
Mm-hmm. You remember, you know the meme 21? Or 9 plus 10, 21?
Yeah.
That meme?
Yeah.
You know when that came out?
2014.
I know exactly year, so.
14?
2014.
But I think
it was
early.
What's your answer?
2013.
2012.
It's 2014. 8th grade.
Yeah. That's insane.
You seen the AI generated?
That's 10 years old.
6th grade?
Yeah.
Is it really? It is.
Isn't that weird?
That's dude, crazy. I can't believe we're going to be 24. Or you and I are.
I got a long way, but yeah.
I'll be 24 this month.
Here's what's honestly weird to me.
Hell no.
Is to think.
Hell no.
So like 2015, right? The Force Awakens came out 2015, so the trailer played either early that year or 2014. I mean, that's 10 years ago.
That movie sucked.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Oh, my God.
You know what I think is actually kind of disappointing?
What's that?
In the realm of gaming, okay?
Oh, God.
I think that, you know, how Fortnite is and was, you know, such an amazing game, mm-hmm. completely ruined every other game going forward. Like,
you think?
Like irreparable damage has happened.
Yes.
Really?
Battle passes.
Okay, I can totally understand battle passes.
It's just all of it. Like, COD did not need a battle royale.
I still have...
That
was inevitable, though.
I liked Blackout.
Blackout was fine.
Blackout was good.
Warzone, OG Warzone, fun as hell.
Map's too big.
I don't know.
Verdansk?
I guess
no,
more so
like
my
in general,
problem.
No.
More so my problem is they focus too much on Warzone and like the battle royale versus the actual base
that's
game.
True.
That's my problem. Maybe that's why I feel that way.
This is the thickest beer I've ever had.
It's super thick.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like molasses.
It's legit.
It's good though.
I don't know. I mean, I came in BO6 with higher expectations.
Did you play beta? You can't say anything.
I don't have time.
I'm not saying anything. I don't think I'll like it, but I'm going to get it.
Well, okay. Time. So, the zombies gameplay, how
I saw it,
how it looks exactly like how it has in the past.
Patrick Stewart.
And like, you know how Black Ops 2 and 3 at least had some visual filters to make zombies look different? It does not look like that in Black Ops 6.
Yeah.
It looks like you're playing multiplayer.
It looks great. Like, everything looks so great compared to Black Ops 3 and 4.
Dude, but I
don't even
I've seen those clips of people like flying around. They're just like doing flips.
The omni movement, yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't even like, everyone's like, oh, why can't you go back to Black Ops? I don't want another Black Ops 3. I want just a good zombies game.
Right.
Where it's just a round base.
Yeah.
I start off in one room and I have to buy one of two doors.
Well,
get to the next room and then keep doing that.
I think the type
that's
of,
what I want.
I think the type of jump that
happened. That's what I need. Yeah, that's what I need. That is what made zombies great.
I think the type of jump in like gameplay mechanics between Black Ops 2 and Black Ops 3 Zombies is perfect because the structure overall is the same, but you have refreshed guns. And you have gobble gum, right?
Gobble gums are
and those are great those are
come
already,
back. Come
those
back.
Are already two like huge things and like updated graphics, whatever. But then you get to how it is now, and it's
the movement is so like, fucking sweaty.
Yeah, to be fair, as soon as they unveiled that, I knew it was going to be a problem for me because I am not a movement god like that.
There's no way I can keep up with that. Maybe I'll like Black Ops 6 movement. I just haven't given it a shot.
Oh, I play the beta. It's just like, I don't know. You know how X Defiant was just so fast?
I loved X Defiant.
But it's just like you spawn, go. It's kind of like that. But they only released the smaller maps, so maybe. But I want like a larger, like I want Jungle from BO1 where you have to run a mile to see anyone. I want that vibe.
I totally understand that.
So let me ask you this.
It's way too fast. Like, dude, let me enjoy the.
Let me ask you guys this because I haven't played a COD since like BO4.
Okay.
Well, not true. World War II. But
I love World War II.
It was good.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
But
World War II is fun.
Build the bridge. Everyone's just diving.
But is it like, are the new maps like the old maps where it's basically this like epicenter in the center of the map where everyone fights? Or did they try to break it up to where there's like,
they're not bad.
Less people fight.
The maps aren't bad.
Because I know they have different size maps now.
No, they're not bad.
Are they three lane?
Some of them are.
Three lane is the best. Like three lane, there's no reason to differ.
One was a three lane. I'm trying to think. I'm playing well, but yeah, the maps aren't bad. It's just like everyone's flying around.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this the other day. Do you remember any Call of Duty ghost guns?
The one of them.
What?
The Honey Badger.
Honey Badger's great.
That's the only one I remember.
The Bulldog.
Bulldog.
The AA-12, where you can get the slug shot, and it was like the.
Oh, there's noob tubes back in BO6, which is hilarious.
What was?
I didn't mind Ghost. Ghost was fun.
What was the like?
It was.
Not great, but it was fun.
It wasn't good, but it was hated on it too much.
What was the like infected starter pistol thing? What pistol was that?
Isn't it called? It's not infected. It was called Extraction
or something like that.
But the zombies and ghosts, like the alien. I know what you're talking about.
Extinction. That's what it's called.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Stephen Curry. Oh, it was Extinction. Yeah.
I will say Ghosts was good for actually bringing infected game mode into it. Not Extinction, but infected. Because I think that was the first COD with it, wasn't it?
So thick, it won't even come out of the game. Ghosts?
I know, I'm kind of like, MW2? It feels like I should have let it sit.
Oh, yeah, I guess they're both,
What?
Probably. It's fine. You got like 10 minutes left.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cut it
like,
now?
Like, I'm still going to buy Black Ops 6.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm still going to buy Black Ops 6.
Oh, me too.
And I haven't bought a COD in like 5 years.
Black Ops
Why do you sound like Trump there?
I think I bought MW2 and then I didn't buy MW3 because it was just a DLC.
No, I did not buy any of the new. I didn't even buy MWR. I didn't buy any of those.
MWR was.
I didn't buy any of those.
Infinity War was just a fever dream.
That was fun. A game.
I loved it. It was fun.
The Karma 45? Give me that thing.
Yeah. I don't care.
I was really good at it. I don't know why. But how many songs do you actually fully memorize?
Fully. If I had to, it's less than 10. I know that for a fact.
Honestly, I think I'm less than 5.
It's less than 10.
5 or less.
Like, okay. Fully word for word, bar for bar, it's less than
10. Like, a confidence to do it. I think I can do,
Like, karaoke?
Yes. You go out there, like, I'd be okay.
5.
Or you'd look at the lyrics maybe minimal 5 times.
Oh. I mean, I'll still look at it for comfort. Yeah.
Well, for me, it's like if I listen to it enough. Well,
it's
no,
a confidence thing. I'm saying.
Like listening to it so much. Like Riptide, I can know everything. I could sing Riptide by Vance.
I think I can do Rabbit Run by Eminem.
Okay,
really?
I don't know why, but Back to Me from Vultures 1. For some reason,
why?
I know.
Really? That's an odd one.
That's weird. I think I can do Logic.
Which one?
Yeah. I don't know. Somewhere.
I probably could.
I mean, I could do Perfect, 1-800, probably. I guess.
Under Pressure, I'm close, but that song's 9 minutes long.
I could do Man I Is and Dark Place off No Pressure.
Ooh, okay.
I think I
can do Rabbit Run.
Goodbyes.
Post Malone. There's a lot of Post Malone songs that I
think. Rockstar could probably do.
Rockstar, yeah.
I think
that's pretty easy.
I think I have less confidence in myself than maybe what I can actually do, because I think once I get started, then I'm like...
Devour, I could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. But I think, like, I don't... Like, there are some songs where I haven't tried... But I've listened to enough to where I probably know.
Lose Yourself, I could do.
Really, whole thing?
You know, dude, that song's played 700 million times in my head. Yeah. Rabbit Run, no one knows Buzzmaker. It's like 8 Mile song. Lucky You is close.
Lucky You is really close, but I don't have.
I can do Joyner's verse.
I don't know that. Like what comes after that?
I can do Joyner's. I can't do Eminem's, but.
How close on Rap God do you think you can get that verse or no?
Oh no!
I get halfway through every time.
Yeah, like through Rap God,
I can get like every fourth word. Maybe my mouth doesn't.
You can
move
get
that
all
fast.
The vowels probably.
What was the song from? What was the song from Marshall Mathers LP 2 that was in Ghosts? Survival.
Survival.
Yeah,
I can
that's
do that.
A good song.
That's pretty easy. Or like, what's the fucking? It's on MLP.
Berserk.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I can do that. Okay.
Honestly, his whole
LL Cool J's 56 and his new album's. Awesome.
Really?
So good.
Is he a rapper or a singer? I really never listened to LL
Cool J.
No.
Okay.
How I Mama said I'm going to knock you out.
Is he a rapper or
yeah,
a singer?
Yeah, he's a rapper.
I've never really listened to him.
Oh, dude, his new album's great.
LL, I think, went through the same phase that a lot of like artists did back then where it was their stuff, like company stuff, and like record label type stuff, and then their stuff again.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get into old rap that I wasn't alive for. I don't know why it just is. I just don't have a
I like that
personal
most.
Connection.
Yeah, personal.
Like connection. Imagine if we're live for Pac and Biggie when they're going back and forth. Like that's insane.
Oh dude. My god, I know.
I mean, die. Dude, I actually like that stuff I've been more.
A wreck. That's crazy.
I've been a wreck.
They both died. That's insane.
The gangster
dude.
Shit. Well,
I know.
No one really knows technically, yeah. But
I would like to be alive. I mean, Nas is still alive, but in his prime.
Nas is still good, dude.
Imagine like living in New York.
He might be the greatest rapper of all time.
Oh, he's up there for me.
What do you think? Who do you think is
Wayne? Wayne's my favorite.
Not your
as
favorite.
Far as
try to get as objective as possible. I think Nas is number one.
Yeah, Nas is definitely. I think it's Nas is up there. Kendrick is up there. I still think Wayne is one of the best actual rappers of all time.
My thing is he freestyles everything.
Wayne.
He doesn't write anything.
Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Well, exactly. That's why
Jay-Z does the same thing.
Insane.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you like technically, it's probably not.
Yeah.
I think Nas is number one, and then. I'm somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Probably three.
Yeah.
And Pac was more of like a spokesman and like a...
Just fucking... Tom Cruise. Just chuck it. Just drink it. Just slam it.
Oh, okay. Griff's taking over.
What do you say?
Tom Cruise.
That guy's not real.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
I'm not a 5'6".
But that's...
Tom Cruise, right? Action star. He does a lot of his own stunts. Is that how you expect him to sound when he screams?
What?
No, I expect him to sound like. No.
Have you ever heard his scream?
Oh yeah. I think it's super high pitched probably.
You know,
him on the side of the plane.
Yeah.
Boy, well, he's like 5'2".
I also think of like War of Tomorrow, whatever it was. Edge Tomorrow.
Edging Tomorrow.
What every day. The fuck? And he dies. What?
Yeah. And then he goes through the whole thing where he goes cards in the blanket, blah blah blah, spades, right? Right before that, he screams and it's the when he like wakes up, and that's I've been thinking about that for like the last 2 weeks.
That movie is so fucking good.
It is really good.
Wait,
and Emily Blunt.
Oh,
being
he's in
here,
Eyes Wide Shut. Right?
Perchance.
Rain Man.
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Jerry
Maguire. I don't like Jerry Maguire, but
I don't either, but it was his
role. Other Tom Cruise movie though I actually like.
Mission of all the mission.
Those are awful. The Rain Man.
The one in this with the sandstorm one is fun.
Honestly,
he's running from the sandstorm.
I can wholeheartedly say Rain Man is probably his best movie. And that's me.
Easily.
But I mean, obviously it's Top Gun stuff too.
Top Gun's great. Second one was good.
First one was so fucking bad.
I don't know.
Have you seen it recently?
It's the first one?
It's the corniest motherfucking movie ever.
I watched the first one and then the second one. I was like, the second one's better.
80s, 90s movies.
For sure.
It is. 80s, 90s movies.
My parents were like, no, it's not. I'm like, well, obviously you're not going to think that. You didn't grow up with
this. I rewatched Top Gun. It is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. It is so corny.
It's not the worst, but 80s, 90s dialogue.
It's so cheesy.
It's tough.
What do you think?
No.
What is the worst?
Sevens is insane.
Okay, it's not like mid late 90s.
I mean, the quote in the
mostly
car,
80s.
Like, yeah,
I said Kristen Wiig. I don't know if anyone did.
Well,
yeah.
When things got more even. Deer when, Hunter, perfect.
Yeah, well, when things got more real in the 90s, and yeah, but like 80s dialogue is just it's weird. Yeah. I don't know. I can't tell if it's dialogue or directing or both.
Well, what's the worst movie you've ever seen, like in your opinion? Like, what is the worst?
San Andreas.
I mean,
with The Rock and
Mine is close. I was gonna say Rampage.
It's up there.
Rampage, yeah.
Alexander Daddario like drowned and then came back to life. Which I was happy for because she's, Alexander Daddario, but
yeah,
True Detective. But
no, there's got to be worse ones out there. that aren't like jokes, like Velocipaster.
I mean, the worst movie.
The worst movie you've ever seen, probably haven't seen it. Duh. But no, San Andreas is probably the worst.
I think the new Roadhouse is the worst I've ever seen.
No, it's not.
The new one is literally not a movie at all.
It's
what?
I think it's supposed to be a fun movie. I think
it's not good.
It's not the worst. I think dude, especially the
writing is horrible.
It's like a 6.6.
Conor McGregor probably shouldn't be an actor.
Nah,
he was the best part of the movie though. To me, this is all my opinion.
He was very bad. I think that's the only character you'd ever play.
I honestly think Gyllenhaal's fight scenes were at least somewhat creative.
I think the problem is I loved the first one, and I thought it was supposed to be a remake, but I think it was more of just like a fun. But going into that, I was like...
You can tell Gyllenhaal was just way too good of an actor to do that.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he was just like walking around.
Sure.
No, I'm honestly surprised I watched it, but I don't think it was...
I watched every Gyllenhaal.
A terrible movie. Surprise me that he was the one in that as well.
What's your favorite Gyllenhaal movie?
Probably Prisoners.
Okay,
Or South.
Okay, besides that.
Those are it. I mean, those are my favorite ones.
I know, but like, try to get creative. Have you seen Demolition?
Mm-mm.
Enemy's good. Enemy is good.
I love that you've seen Enemy. Enemy is so awesome.
Enemy's good.
The villain of Wave was like...
The Guilty Enemy is good.
It was weird,
but... What is it?
The Guilty?
Yeah,
The Guilty is good.
That was his...
No, Demolition is definitely his third best movie.
This is
so sad. His wife dies, and he just like copes with it, the whole movie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I'm also surprised that he was in The Call or whatever it was, where he's the 911.
The Guilty.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was thinking of a different movie.
That was a good plot twist.
Donnie Darko.
He just plays like emotional
and
angry.
He's great.
He's so good.
He's probably my favorite actor. I mean, I haven't seen all his movies, but
now
I've seen, he just has the most range.
The ambulance one wasn't that good.
I love this movie. Yeah. I love this movie that he's in. But his role is not as serious as the other ones, and that's Brothers.
Yeah, he was good in that, though.
Yeah.
What a cast, by the way.
Yeah. Toby playing
you know
angry,
one of my
crazy
favorite
Portman.
Underrated cast is Fury. I think that
I
cast
loved
is
Fury,
so good.
Dude.
What a weird... Like,
so
it works so well
Brad
together.
Pitt.
Yeah.
Shia?
And then the one...
John?
Yeah.
John Byrne. Yeah, it's such a good cast.
I loved that. And I feel bad that I don't remember the other guy's name.
I still don't think that movie's that good.
I think
really?
It's amazing.
I think it's really good, but as there's like a war movie, that's it's like, more
I
about the story
it.
Of like
I
guys
it.
And
I
tank
it.
Yeah,
and connection, but like in terms of like a war, like
so what
action I'm talking about.
What I liked about that movie is like it's a more independent story within the war, whereas 1917 is something pivotal in the war.
1917 is such a cool film.
Yeah.
That blows Fury out of the water.
No, yeah, I agree.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
But I still think Fury is a good movie because
1917 were like three scenes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine
literally.
How much it costs to fuck up
like
a scene?
Like a 20-minute
no,
scene.
You know when he's running?
Yeah,
he's
running on the front line. Yeah,
that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah,
they're not spending this much money.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
you have to get up and keep going. I don't even know those two main actors, any of them.
If I saw them, I don't know their names.
I don't think I've seen anyone.
I don't know their names.
Dunkirk also. Forgot that was a Nolan film.
Yeah, it is a Nolan film.
Harry Styles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Barry Keoghan.
I think.
Oh, he was.
I think.
This might also be weird and nerdy of me to think about, but like in those long scenes and where they trip or whatever, the only way it works is if actor, cameraman, boom mic guy, like everything is working and they're okay with playing that off.
Boom mic.
Right.
And none of them stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They had to talk about that before.
Well, yeah. And you can't. Like every other scene you could have, I guess, restarted for the
most
part.
There's explosions.
But the last scene where he trips, like the one scene he trips and falls, you can't restart
you
that scene. You have to keep going.
Yeah, all the money, dude.
Insane.
But can you imagine... acting so realistically to where you do something unintended
dude,
like that.
Dude, like that's a 45-minute scene.
Yeah.
Oh, can you not break character for that? That's insane.
How do you even prepare?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm glad it won awards.
You have to have cue cards. How do you prepare for that?
Well, there's not a lot of lines. Not a lot of dialogue.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like,
it's him just running.
Well, especially when one of them dies.
Dude.
In the beginning.
Go ahead.
Like when you
at
one
the farm,
guys, and then in the farm, and then it's just the one guy. Like you have really no lines. I don't think he talks that
the
much.
The scene where it's like dark and he's running across like the city and like he's going into
that,
buildings.
The sniper.
And then find no.
Oh, he's, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then he finds a family hiding. And he just keeps going. It's like the camera. Just, oh, so good.
What
I'm trying to remember this movie now because I know I've seen it, but
the one cut where he's going after the sniper in the tower and then he gets up there. Did he get shot point blank?
I remember.
That was one of the
I saw the movie in theaters, though.
Yeah. We didn't see it together.
Well, I was my father.
I wish I watched it in theaters. I didn't, though.
Good ass movie.
That's why I want a house. I want like a, not a movie theater, but like sound. Surround sound.
You can project
it. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
Projector is cheaper than a movie theater.
Well, the only thing with the projector is you have to get a good one. Otherwise, it looks faded.
All you need is a white wall and you're chilling.
Yeah. I mean, I had like a cousin near St. Paul or whatever that has like Sonos brand. It's like sound system, yeah. But you can just like keep adding devices to it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like yeah. 12 of them. Like,
yeah. So you can have them spread around the whole house if you wanted to. And then I think you can like modulate some of them. So like, oh, these are all living room Sonos. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Play that. And then...
That's the Best Buy surround sound we found, the water one.
The water Ooh. Ones, yeah.
You know what were they called?
Yeah.
What was that called?
It's lit.
So it's like a speaker that has like, it's like a U and there's yeah. water coming out. So whenever like a water scene, it sprays it at you.
You know what yeah. I've seen? I love when
Imagine people, Avatar Way of Water.
Avatar Way of Water, yeah.
You'd be soaked.
The LEDs, where you put the LEDs behind the TV and it matches with the color scheme.
My family, yeah. my dad has that.
That's sick.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Isn't that also a Bose thing? Was like yeah, one of the first ones?
Well, Philips does that too. I'm sure a lot
the of lights?
Make them, but yeah, they, Bose does
so you can see like LED lights and like a little thing that works.
Like, yeah. It goes like right on top of like the top of the TV. It just looks at it.
Yeah.
It'll read the color patterns.
Yeah. I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we're going
to close it out.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Oi, oi.